they recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Unfortunately, that is no longer true. In fact, it hasn't been true for many years. There have been people who have been working on controlling the weather. In fact, you go back and you read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. It was published back in 1970. And those of you who know who Zygmunt Brzezinski is, he's one of the major architects, along with Henry Kissinger, of everything going on in the world today. Henry Kissinger was Nelson Rockefeller's protege. Zygmunt Brzezinski was David Rockefeller's protege. And of course, in this book, Between Two Ages, written in 1970, Zygmunt Brzezinski, in one of the footnotes, talks about how in the future they're going to be able to control storms and droughts and create new diseases so they can disable the enemy. And of course, we do know that not too many years after that, about 9 years after that, the first cases of AIDS developed in our society, along with the first cases of chronic fatigue syndrome, never seen before, entirely new diseases. We do know that just a couple of years before, I guess the year before the book was published, Dr. MacArthur, who worked for the military, had asked for $10 million so they could begin creating these new diseases. One would be a disease that would destroy the immune system. The other is a disease that would create a chronic disability so you could weaken the enemy. Well, of course, there's some people who feel that we are the enemy of freedom. We are the enemy of the tyranny that these people would impose. But be that as it may, there actually was work done all during the 1970s on weather modification. In fact, there were even treaties that were signed, and certainly one of the experts on this whole field is our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher, and we're going to be talking about what they can do with the weather. Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody can do anything about it. No, no longer true. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. I'm awake.
Okay. Well, I realize it's early, but we appreciate
No, it's okay. Good for you. I do get up this early, but I don't do too many radio programs this early, but that's okay.
You've been studying the weather modification for how long?
Well, I'll tell you what, I got into it, it's longer, I guess, than I realized. I first started snooping into it probably about 92, when a couple of people had contacted me. I was doing other investigations of primarily government corruption, and a few people had contacted me and said, well, you know, the government is working on and has been and is in the middle of trying to control the weather. And of course, at that time, I'm afraid my initial response was pretty much like everyone else's is when they first hear that, and that is, well, that's really paranoid, goofy talk and crazy conversation of paranoid personalities. The last thing I wanted to do was get in the middle of something as crazy as weather control. And then, as a matter of fact, I challenged everybody, the few people that were asking me to look into it, I challenged them. I said, you know, how, on what basis would you ever say that? That's really crazy. And I think the first, one of the more startling things was that somebody sent me a story that had actually been written by a Senator Claiborne Pell. And Claiborne Pell, who had been in the Senate for a long time, you know, was one of the old timers, sure, so to speak, back in that that period of time. And he had written an extensive story that was covered pretty much verbatim by a couple of major newspapers in reference to the fact that we had used weather control as a weapon during the Vietnam War. And to have a senator come forward on the floor of the Senate and to say something like that, again, this was quite a while back, but it perked my interest, and I believe he even made reference to the infamous United Nations treaty, or was talking about that we needed a treaty or something of that sort. And it was probably took me a couple more years as I progressively gathered up more information on it. And about 94, I kept having this United Nations treaty, people talking about it, but nobody had it. Nobody had tangible physical proof of this thing. Again, it was one of these deals that if you could get something as specific as or let's say as official as a United Nations move relative to weather control, that certainly would mean that we were doing it. And lo and behold, I simply called the United Nations directly myself. I'm, you know, I can say to get it from the horse's mouth. And of course, when I called, it was interesting. First off, they just said a very nice lady, very cooperative, but she checked the computers and she said, "I don't have anything on that at all." And I had in front of me what was actually the specific date and the title and the name, and I was pretty positive by that time in 1994 that this United Nations treaty had been signed, but I didn't have any proof of it. And then, and by the way, the signing of this was in way back in 1977. So I made as if I knew what I was talking about, and at that time I didn't. I said to her that I think it's on the other computer system. And
you didn't even know there was another computer system.
No, not really. Genuinely, I did not know that. And I was assuming that they probably had a separate system that may be not all public. And of course, commonly, if somebody like myself just simply makes a call in there, you're not going to get through to that either. But she said, "Oh, well, let me check," because I had told her, which again, now this was a truth. I was in the middle of doing an investigation that was going to a congressional office, at as part of the request for other material, and so I did tell her it was for that. So she said, "I will get back to you," and in. About 2 days later, I get a call from the United Nations, and this nice lady said, "I did find all the paperwork on that you were talking about."
All right, fine. So they were obviously secretly, and of course we can't let the American people know that there really is something you can do about the weather. You can control it, and so doing, a wise choice, you can influence the lives of the people. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Bob Fletcher, and we're talking about weather modification. You see, there are many things that go on. There are many weapons we have that we can't tell the American people about. We know that during the Second World War, they had the atomic bomb, and yet nobody knew about that until the very end, and yet there were literally tens of thousands of people who worked on it, but nobody knew. We have a National Security Agency, NSA. That means no such agency, NSA. And very few people know what the NSA does. It is far larger than the CIA, and while we focus our attention on the CIA, of course, most of the covert work, much of it is done through the NSA. So there are all sorts of secrets that are kept from the American people. Of course, we justify that today because we don't want Osama bin Laden living in a cave in Pakistan to know what we're doing. But the truth of the matter is, they don't want the American people to know, because there is a dark side of our government that has a different agenda, a different allegiance, because they worship a different God. Well, that is the background. Bob, pick up the story. You were telling us, as you were beginning to become aware of what was going on, and you contact the United Nations, and they call you back, and they say, yes, there is all this on the other computer, all this information on weather modification, and did they talk about the treaty that had been signed?
Sure. Well, the amazing part was she's extremely cooperative, but again, I think this was strictly on the basis that I was doing a report, preparing a report for one of the congressional offices, and this was part of what I wanted to include. And anyhow, she sent me it was funny. She said, do you want a full copy of the summary of the convention and the convention itself, the actual treaty that we signed? And I said, oh yeah, please send me the whole thing. And then she also said, do you need legal certification? And I said, sure, we have to have that. And again, to my total surprise, she was just so unbelievably open. And I received everything. What I got in shipped directly to me from the United Nations was the entire treaty itself and a certification of the fact that what I had in hand was absolutely correct. That came from the legal department in both English and in French.
And, of course, this is about a treaty on weather modification. There's an agreement now. They will not use weather modification in warfare against other nations. Is that it?
Correct. It was written, it was put together and signed by the major nations, Russia, United States, and several others, 1977.
So they had the ability to do it even then.
That was
what the American people know.
And matter of fact, the way it was written, or their own summary was, that it was the prohibition of the use of techniques that would have a widespread, long-lasting, or severe effect through the deliberate manipulation of natural processes and to cause such phenomena as earthquakes, tidal waves, changes in climate, and in weather patterns.
Tidal waves? My goodness, they can even create tidal waves.
tidal waves and earthquakes.
Right.
That was in specifically, not only in the treaty, but that was their summary of the United Nations own summary of what it was. Now, as I proceeded, of course, once I got that, well, then it was no question. So it was a matter of just trying to accumulate as much knowledge and education and actually generate as many official records of this as I could. And as I got into it, I found out that way back in the early 80s, we already had a report, a form, that the people who were doing these experiments on the behalf, covertly, secretly, on the behalf of the government, but there was an internal reporting form that was already printed up, and it was called the Initial Report on Weather Modification Activities. And this form actually was form, I'm looking to see, I have in front of me one of them anyhow, and it was done in 83 was when that was put together. So here now we have an actual form that the those people involved with the experimentations on changing the weather were obligated to fill out back in the 80s. And again, this is an internal form. Then we received, of course, several different stories that had little bits and snippets of information about it. And then, of course, the creation of the HAARP facilities up in Alaska, and people got somewhat excited about that because that was part and parcel to weather control.
And basically, this is where these beam, this very powerful was sort of a microwave or some sort of a beam up there, you know, and to heat the ionosphere to cause, of course, the air begins to rise in response to the heating, and then you can modify it. Storms come about because of the heating, you know, of the atmosphere, and then the air rises and begins to condense. It cools, and then of course you can have tremendous storms created that way.
Right, and of course and basically what it does in putting it almost into a sentence is that it changes or alters or creates low pressures and or destroys high pressures.
Right.
So changing the highs and the lows that we hear about in terms of weather, which of course has very directly to do with whether you have a lot of rain, not rain, a drought, famine, too much rain, floods, and et cetera, et cetera. There's a given amount of moisture circumventing and running around in the upper atmosphere on a regular basis, almost to being, I've seen them scientifically described as rivers of humidity, so that it's so profuse, and it's a matter of course, just when that accumulates in a given area, it'll become so much that it'll fall down. It becomes, of course, rain or snow, depending on temperature. But
and then you could also produce droughts too, can't you?
Well, yeah, and yeah, that's why basically, scientifically, they talk about a specific volume of this water, humidity, going around the Earth pretty much on a regular basis in the air, upper air streams, et cetera, and if it is stopped off or altered or low pressure is created someplace, it then, of course, will fall down. It becomes rain in our backyard. Well, if you interrupt the normal course of things, which is spreading rain and rain clouds, let's say, equally around the globe, then you have good normal growing seasons, etc. But if you interrupt it in some manner and take a huge amount of humidity and water and causing it to fall to excess like we have in any kind of a major storm like a hurricane, then of course that means that rain has been dropped four or five times more than normal in one area. That certainly means that some other area is going to be under a high pressure or an area where the rain will not come over and therefore will not fall.
So you could
have droughts.
You could create famine that way if you wanted to.
Absolutely.
There is no precipitation on the crop fields.
Yeah, some of the capabilities that they forecast on weather control from a military point of view was, of course, the ability to flood lines of communication, to reduce the general effectiveness of any other warring, let's say, your enemy, and, of course, make it very uncomfortable for, let's say, the military on the ground if you're dropping tons of water on them. The ability to enhance storms, which could interrupt all types of operations, particularly aircraft and bombing and things of that sort, and, of course, ground troops, to induce, to destroy fresh water by having floods in an area, and then and to induce a drought, like we were just talking about, in certain areas, and the removal or the denial of a military air base, for example, by having it fogged in. And if you can, if we are fogged in, if you have the ability to eliminate that fog by manipulating the fog itself, in other words, getting fog out of our way at an airport or something like that, and have that control to manipulate fog, you also have a military advantage. So there's a huge amount, obviously, from a military point of view. So they look at it as being one of the best weapons in the world. You can utilize it to mess up another guy's backyard with floods or whatever it might be, and never send any troops into an area to cause them a lot of grief.
And, of course, you could actually flood the road so that you couldn't move, say, weapons down the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Would that be a fair assessment?
Right, and that was one of the earlier uses and real military applications was during the Vietnam War, when they did create extra monsoons and enhance the rains, etc. We see, so you also want to look at, like, yesterday in North Korea, there was a, I believe it was in North Korea, there was a tremendous amount of flooding all of a sudden in the last few days. A person probably could go and it would take maybe some really extensive analysis, but you probably could look at all the different political problems that have come up at different times, and then look at earthquakes in an area, or many earthquakes in an area, or look at things like extreme rains and monsoons and what have you, and possibly tidal waves in certain areas, and probably relate some of those to the potential of a logical military move. We are now at this point where we have three or four very active weather control locations. We have them on around the equator. We have a couple of locations. We have the ones in the large one up in Alaska. And then, of course, we have, more importantly maybe, all is the satellites and or aircraft that now can function as a part of the weather, the electronic weather control, because that's what we're talking about now.
Well, of course, the thing is that some of these are acts of God and some of these are acts of man, and sort of hard to know. When you're talking about the aircraft or satellite, though, you're talking about the laser technology, aren't you?
Right. It's a it's a plasma beam technology and or a kind of a superheating ability to concentrate a plasma-type beam or a laser kind of a beam into a given area, let's say over top of any city that you might want to affect, where you can superheat it in almost like a triangulation shooting. You shoot to a given area this particular plasma beam, which would superheat the ionosphere, causing the temperatures, of course, to go up very high, and then causing a low pressure, which then creates the rainstorms that we're talking about. Interestingly enough, I spoke before the United States Congress in 1995, and I testified, actually primarily, it was testifying as it related to constitutional rights that had been pretty much hit over the head for so many years, and that was what my testimony was for. And I had one of the congressmen at that time trying to make a throw stones at me or make a fool of me at that time. And they were saying that, haven't you been out and speaking about weather control? And what do you mean that we could create storms and weather control, et cetera, and actually affect the weather? And he was doing it in a mocking manner as if this was foolishness. And, of course, it was something that I'm going to assume that that particular senator did not know about some of these top-secret operations.
We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher here at the American Freedom Network.
New. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers. Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, as we stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Bob Fletcher. But Bob, before I go on, I want you to get out your telephone number and how people can get in touch with you to get some of the excellent information you have.
Okay, fine. We have either way, the two different directions. If anyone would like to email me, reach me, contact me that way, or has a request for our weather control DVD that explains and shows all of this paper, the actual documentation on this, our investigation on weather control, it's available. You can email me at news@bobfletcher.info. That's news@bobfletcher, one word, .info. and it's Fletcher as F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R. Bob, excuse me, so it's news@bobfletcher.info, and you can email me. If you'd like to just drop me a note, we'd be glad to send you a little catalog that shows not only our the availability of the Weather Control DVD, which is $20 will cover cost on this particular DVD. The address here is Bob Fletcher at P.O. Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Bob Fletcher, Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. And we'll be glad to either send you, if you want to drop us $20 off, we'll send a copy of the DVD or a VHS copy of the Weather Control investigation and one of our little catalogs. And the catalog's for free if you want that. Just let us know and we'll tell you what we've got available. The to get back to the Senate, so 10 years ago, when I spoke before the Senate, one of them brought up the weather control, and again, he's trying to make fun of it as if it was a silly concept. And he simply was a senator that apparently did not know what was going on behind his own back for so many years, and that even, as I say, included old Senator Claiborne Pell a few years earlier doing an entire story about it. But the amazing or interesting point at this time is that exactly 10 years, almost to the day of my presentation before the United States Senate, which included the weather control as a weapon, we have the presentation in 2005 of a weather modification, research, and technology authorization act. This is the Senate and the Congressional, actually in the House of Representatives, passing or bringing on board, I don't know if it's been passed yet, but the two bills to actually create what is an oversight, a bureau, if you will, to oversight the use of weather controls and weather modifications. So here we have just 10 years later when they were throwing stones at the Patriot out here, myself, trying to expose some of this outrageous actions of weather modification. And now 10 years later, they're actually doing the Congressional and Senate, a research board. I think it's written up as to establish the weather modification operations and research board and for other purposes.
And the legislation is real. I remember one that did that actually pass, you know.
And shame on me because I don't know as of this date. I believe it was kicked back to have a few changes done in it, in the wording or in the funding, which was originally to be, now just for this board alone, now we're not talking about any of the activities, just for the board, the funding was to be $10 million a year, if I remember correctly. The bills that, and a person could look this up themselves if they wanted to, the Senate bill, and it's 2005, the 109th Congress, Senate bill S-517, and in the congressional side, it is H.R. 2995. And if a person wanted to look that up on the 109th Congress, that's last year's technically, that was when it was introduced and started running through the system. They will change it and bounce it around a little bit, and then they will finally approve it. And again, what this amounts to now, this is the admission now, in reality at the Senate and congressional level, that all of the experimentation for maybe 40 years has now gotten so active that they're having to put in congressional oversight on their own activities of modifying the weather.
So now, well, basically, of course, they can use lasers, beam lasers down into the area of water. The water, of course, heats up, begins to rise, and they create moisture. Can they actually create hurricanes, do you think?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, they can create hurricanes, they can split hurricanes, they can direct them and move them at this point in time. That's my belief, and that's relative to looking and reading at Air Force documentation of a couple of years ago, actually. The intent was that's exactly what it was. And also using a separate extreme low density sound amplification is a means by which they have experimented profusely on creating earthquakes. And again, this is falling into what I would call the electronic side of things, and the actual use of extreme low frequency vibrational type of a amplification to create such a tremendous amount of deep in the earth dense vibrations that they actually can split parts of the earth off and cause earthquakes in an area. And how far they are with that, I'm not sure. I just know that it is a reality in terms of the serious experimentation in that area.
And of course, this is man playing God.
Sure. And again, I know a few years back I would have some people every once in a while, they say, well, you know, gee, only God could do this, or only God could manipulate this type of thing. And then, unfortunately, my response is, and you know, when you have, you know, the evil people on earth, evil man on earth, he certainly succeeded in splitting the atom and creating, of course, the unbelievably outrageous atomic weapons. And unfortunately, you would certainly never think that man could split an atom, but he certainly does and has, and this is now a reality. There's several real bad spin-offs from all of this. Environmentally, for example, I am positive in my mind from reading and seeing it mentioned a few times in technical papers that things like the heating up, superheating and melting of the ice cap, some of that superheating that they're blaming on just general the warming of the global warming, I'm afraid some of that is specifically parts of these experiments. I'm also afraid, or I'm absolutely positive, that some of the ultrasound earthquake vibrational signals that they're sending out is what's killing whales and killing...
We'll be back in just a moment here with Bob Fletcher here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. position. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and if you'd like to give us a call, number, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. You must understand there are people who have a different worldview, and they're developing these terrible types of technology for earthquakes and storms and droughts and, yes, and creating new diseases. Terrible diseases. We have millions of Americans today with chronic fatigue and or fibromyalgia together. A million Americans with Lyme disease. New diseases. They never existed before. And of course, we see the weather being altered. Whether this is sunspots, whether this is has to do with the sun, or whether it has to do with macabre experiments by terrible and evil men. We don't ever have the facilities to. You know, to evaluate. What are your thoughts, Bob? We see this terrible heat wave just hit across the country. There's really no way to tell whether it's an act of God or an act of men, is there?
No, actually, that's the truth. And now my feeling has always been now, once I've gotten into the realization that we are fooling with the weather with these experiments for many years now. It's actually old stuff now. I mean, we're talking 35, 40 years of continued experimentation. But there's no question in my mind that some of these storms and some of these unbelievable variations in record-breaking heat and record-breaking amounts and numbers of storms and all of that, and some of the stuff they always have. Some kind of a comeback, and they say, well, gee, 1,100 years ago we had the same kind of weather, whatever. The fact that they are fooling with some of these storms and splitting them off, some cases, changing directions, expanding them, and I suppose diminishing them in the midst of their experiments. I'm sure they're, because part of the idea of weather control would be to potentially stop a storm or change it maybe from doing something to an area that you may not want to be affected. But you're right. It is. There's no good way to put a handle on it. I don't have the ability to do the proper investigative research where I can say, this date I know that they were doing the experiment, and therefore we know that this storm over here was caused by it. We can't do that, but the fact that they're doing it and what the description of their own description of what weather modification can do and what they've done with it would certainly is enough to really scare us. We need to just really understand that's what's going on, and we have no idea who has their hand on the button, so to speak.
Amen. Because so much of this is done in secret, and it's all classified, high secret. We don't want Osama bin Laden to know what we're doing. Who do we have calling?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim. Hey, how you doing?
I wanted to ask your guest, you spoke of the powers to be being able to influence, earthquakes and tsunamis and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever looked at scalar energy and how they're able to use that? Because they have developed scalar weapons, and anybody out there can just Google scalar weapons on the internet and come up with a lot of things. There's a good site there on by Tom Bearden, Bearden.
Okay, let's just see if... Do you know anything about that, Bob?
Absolutely. Yeah, this basically it's a variation on the theme. It is a part and parcel. The scalar energy, which goes back, of course, way back to Tesla's experimentations and things of that sort, which is, of course, the brilliant scientist way back, actually 100 years ago at this point in time. But yes, that's all part of it. There are weapons. There are both. The scalar energy, there is also, plasma beam, plasma alterations, high frequency, low frequency vibrational weapons. There are lasers and microwave weapons where you can actually aim the weapon at a person and blow up, superheat their insides. You can blow their brains away by literally what amounts to being boils the brains or boils the blood and explodes bones inside a person. So all of these are real weapons, all of them. And matter of fact, this gentleman's asking that question. We have a particular one of our investigations that's on the VHS and DVD is a thing called Weapons of Mass Control, and it's something I put together a couple years ago that has, including the experimentation on making things invisible, and that really sounds crazy, but that also is a rather simple electronics, maybe not simple, but it is a basic electronics method by which they're able to make things not visible to the naked eye.
There's about 10 countries right now that have scalar weapons.
I'm sure that's true.
Okay, Jim, anything else you wanted to say?
That's it, Dr. Stan.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so much. I think you're absolutely right. There are all sorts of terrible, terrible weapons they're preparing. But who are they going to use them on? Are they going to use them on the enemy?
I mentioned the invisible soldier concept, which we have in our one of our videos there on our weapons expose on secret weapons. It has all the I actually show all of this live. We actually have the demonstration of these lasers and microwaves.
If you'd like to make a call,
go ahead.
If you'd like to make a call, hang it up, I guess. And on the invisible side of things, there's an extraordinarily interesting program that's underway. And again, I'm not sure how far it is, but I think it's along pretty good. And that is there's a paint that they can now apply that reacts to an electronic charge. And the electronic charge on the surface where this material is painted, I'm going to using the term paint, that's pretty accurate. It's like a coating that can be put on an aircraft, it could be put on, actually could even be put on your walls eventually, and by affecting it with an electronic signal, it actually will change color.
Hey, we're out of time, Bob. We'll have to get you back sometime and do it again. Thanks so much for being with us.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
gentlemen. There really are efforts to control the weather. We have a four-tape set, actually two four-tape sets on chemtrails with various experts in this field. And of course, I mentioned chemtrails was done either to create or to alleviate global warming, they said to. And there are government documents talking about the chemtrails being used to reflect the heat and limit global warming. But other people say, well, you know, you could maybe trap the heat with that. Anyway, this is a very real phenomenon. We have a four-tape set on HARP. We have a four-tape set on weather modification. You need to know these things. They're not imaginary. They're real. But there's so much information out there. There really are evil and wicked people who want to change the world. And there really are evil and wicked people who want to kill off a large part of the world population. And if you have never heard my talk, going into planned population reduction, it's available either on video or DVD, put together by the Prophecy Club, and they did a good job on it. We have, of course, our material on water fluoridation. Certainly we have the talk I gave called Hidden Agenda. It's on only on VHS, but it comes with the syllabus, and the syllabus is very well done, and of course it has all of the information that you need to know to convince anybody that water fluoridation is being used to control fertility, to poison the people, to decrease the sperm count and the mobility of the sperm. Why? Because it's about population control. It's also about promoting cancer, lowering the intelligence. They don't want smart people. Why would 67% of our communities be fluoridated if this is really a problem? Because they control what the American people think. And if you'd like to know what the scientists who work at the Environmental Protection Agency think, go to their website, NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org, and pull down everything on that website and read it through five times and get it to your doctors and others. They're poisoning the American people. They're destroying the minds of our children and the virility of our youth. We're dealing with organized evil, and to understand that, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, that's Brotherhood of Darkness. All of these things are available and so much more by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, and you can get an idea of so many of the things we have. We've got this story you're never going to get any other place, stories of Vietnam and what really happened there. The true story of O.J. Simpson. No, most people, most white people believe, they're convinced O.J. Simpson killed Nicole, but every black person believes O.J. was framed. And, of course, what is the truth? Well, we have four great interviews on O.J., including the author of a book written by a man who was contacted and informed, he says, by a member of the hit team. It was a government operation to turn black against white and white against black and to foment racial hatred in America. And as the theme of all of the various books we have is that O.J. was framed. Maybe he was a guilty man. And as one of the authors said, they framed a guilty man. Why would they frame a guilty man? Well, that's just one of the many tape sets that we have, which are available from Radio Liberty. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, www.RadioLiberty.com. And remember again, 1-800-544-8927. Involved movement opposing organized evil. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely